Two muskies on. Zero landed. I'm looking at Joe Underwood's. Yeah. Yeah, so he hooked two muskies on that after I left him on Sunday. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was wondering. I was hoping you'd be on here and I'd be able to see what happened. Yeah, that's what I heard as I got back. I heard that. The news had traveled down. Scroll up to the side again. All right, so get there, we launch. And I was really kind of worried about, talking about coffee grounds for dip. I don't know what the fuck. Maybe too excited. Somebody complained that I'm too excited in the mornings again. I saw somebody post up that I would have more energy if I eat the fish that you catch. Do I have a problem with energy? Does it look like I have a problem with any kind of energy? Any energy levels? The only time I have a problem with energy levels, at the end of the day, when I'm fucking tired. And if you're not tired at the end of the day, it means you haven't done shit all day. today I'm fishing. It's calm day today. I'm actually going fishing today. I'm supposed to get up with my buddy, John Ferrer. I gave him a call last night for cutting grass, but I got an answer machine and never called him back because I got in a fishing mode. All that shit. So I'm going to try to actually catch some food fish for the next 2 days. Flounder today, spade fish tomorrow. Back to my store. Back to the weekend. So we get there and we launch. And as I'm going down the river, I'm forgetting where. I can't recall exactly where the shoal is. And I'm getting worried because I'm kind of getting into where I think it is. And I'm not seeing it anywhere. I'm like, oh shit, did this thing get washed away last year? Did it, you know, it didn't. But then we get there. No way. I think it's a fucking prominent shoal. And we set up camp. Whew, water's bath warm, swim, all that shit is awesome. Mosquitoes weren't bad at all. It was a great, great night. Next day, she's already gets on the water. I'm breaking down camp. First of all, Brandy's awesome. Where I met her. Known her online for a long time, of course. Friends with her on Facebook and stuff. And finally got to meet her face to face at the last Richmond fishing expo. It was really cool. She had a boyfriend at the time, so I was like, she got a boyfriend. But I had kind of waited out for that. You know, I when I first met her, I knew felt like there was some kind of little bit of spark there. But I had to wait out her boyfriend. So luckily, while I was on tour, she got single, and I was able to ask her out. On this trip, and it didn't have any intention of anything. You know, I just wanted to see if you want to go. I know you like rivers, you want to go. I didn't have any intention, but it was the spark was there, and all that stuff. So, I'm not gonna say too much about it. Yeah, it was really awesome. She's awesome. I'm really into her. So she paddles over and see this big clumps of trees, and where like a channel comes through, and so that's a great spot. Goes over there and just starts make a couple casts using a chug bait. Oh, shit, it's not it. It's like a whopper plopper, but it's I forgot the name of it. Anyway, it's a blade that pop 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 like a whopper plopper. Same idea. Anyway, she lands 14 incher, lands a 15 incher, and then hooks into a big one. I'm away from her a little bit. She goes, get over here, it's the biggest fish, biggest one I've had. I start filming, so I got a lot of this on film, but it pulls the hook, right towards the end of the fight. It pulls the hook as it's close to the boat, jumping, all that stuff. She pulls the hook. She was upset. I was like, oh, just don't let that get you too upset. It's too early in the morning to get upset over that fish. Get upset about it later. But she's a real deal fisherman. She's in on that level of you know, she's not a girl that a boyfriend has gotten her into fishing. She's gotten into fishing because she's obsessed with fishing, and that's awesome. That's you know, that's that level that I'm kind of looking for. If I'm gonna kind of hang out with a girl that actually fishes, she's I want her to be not doing it because I'm doing it or because a boyfriend has done it because she loves it, you know, her dad got it into her or something like that, and she's been doing it, and she gets other guys into it, you know. That's what, you know, that's what Gene was, that's the way Gene is, and that's real deal fisherman, and that's what it's kind of what I'm looking for. So she hits those, and we get down, we start moving down the river, and of course it's starting to midday, the top water's not working that well. She puts on a little beetle spin, and she's still whacking them. I'm working through some plastics now because I'm not doing so much top water, but still, when I get to the rapids, the top waters are working well. I'm getting at least blow ups and misses and stuff like that. Definitely catch more Sunday and on Monday on this part of the river. But also, this part of the river was a lot warmer than the mountain part of the river. And this is, you know, a good 100 miles downriver from it. So it was, and it was also warmer than I was there last year. So maybe that's why the fish weren't as active, is because the water was really warm. But it was like, it was cool because every other rapid, we just go swimming. And we turn and make a cut around. And this boat, the Triton 11, is so maneuverable. I got to talk about that, how maneuverable and how confident it made me in those rapids. So there was one rapids that we took the kind of the whitewater route. I mean, it was like, she said that was a class two. That would be in the level of a class two. So that was cool because it was a cut and then a hard drop off and big wave coming off of that. And we had to bounce off of rock. So that was cool. I really enjoy that type of shit. So she lives up near Fredericksburg, so we're going to do one of her areas here soon. I'm trying to get her to come to Salt. I'm probably going to get her maybe come to Salt this weekend, depending on what it looks like. If the winds are bad, I'm going to go fishing with her. If the winds are good, she's going to come fish with me down here. I can't wait to get on the Salt and teach her some of this stuff. Hopefully get her in tune for the reds that are coming up. We kind of got a good time. She's got a month before that. Get her on some spade fish, get her on a piling fight, a spade fish scramble, and get her used to doing that. So, yeah, so that was incredible. It's amazing who comes into your life at the right times. You know, kind of felt like was waiting for that. So that was really cool. Incredible. Let's see if there's any more. Buzzbait, there we go, thank you. Couldn't remember the goddamn name of it. Yeah, basically the Whopper Plopper is the, something like that, yep. Basically, Whopper Plopper is a... the Whopper Plopper is the same thing, right? Except it's just a little bit different, but it was really cool because... And she was using white, too. She had all that stuff there. She knows the river. She knows what... She knew exactly what to throw. It's awesome. I mean, I perfect. I told her, I was like, yeah, you're kind of just right for me. But anyway, enough of that. I'll stop being sappy. Trademark costs too much. Yeah, I know, but it's trademark. Trademarks cost so much. Trademark's like upward of $5,000. Yeah. All right. So that was about it. Like I said, I was supposed to be working here soon, but I got to go fishing today. Gotta go fishing today and tomorrow. I'm actually going to target, you know, food fish, flounder and spade fish. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for reds today too. But water's so clear, you can almost sight cast. Yo, yeah, you can totally sight cast to them. Especially what was cool with the water so clear that it was David Saunders, that you'd see the follow-ups. If it was a good light, you know, most of the time these fish were in the shadows, so we're doing a lot of casting to the shadows. Yeah, I'll tell you how the yak handled perfectly. But most of the time they were in the shadows, so I didn't see them until they came out. Coffee and cussing with the case. Yeah. Had the boat handled amazing. When it full packed, I had 4 gallons of water in there, my tent, small tent, and my bedding. I'm going to have to break down the bedding. That bedding was kind of a pain in the ass to get in and out of there. But performed amazingly. It gave me so much confidence to be able to cut and move, been able to maneuver as quickly and fast as I can and accurately as I can, and just the performance of that boat's amazing. And being small enough and weight capacity and, you know, the balance, all that stuff. The one thing, I came out of a flume, hit the eddy one time and caught an edge too hard and filled up the entire left side of my boat. I think I got this on film. I haven't even looked at the footage yet. I know there's got to be some good shit though. But yeah, fucking loved it. Loved the Triton 11 for the river runs. It's made for this shit, you know. And it's not so much just a flat boat. It's a beautiful hull even fully loaded. It spins like awesome. It's amazing. It's amazing. So happy with the way that thing performed. Good morning, Don. Well, it's not gonna be. And the thing about podcast is not always going to be about kayaking. I mean, once I start doing this on a weekly thing, it's not always going to be about kayaking. It's a podcast. Get to talk about whatever I want to. That's why I started a podcast, to be able to talk and talk, say outlandish shit, whatever I want to. So it's not always going to be about, especially in the winter time. I mean, I'm January, February, I'm not even fishing. Talk about yoga and the fights and UFC. All right, I think that's going to be about it. How long have I been on? Almost 30 minutes. Cool. All right, so I'm going to go fishing. I think that was about it. You're definitely going to be seeing more Brandy. I really hope. it seems like we really hit it off, so we're definitely going to be seeing more of her. I'm going to fish today, tomorrow. Got to get in some yoga this week. You guys check out Don McCumber here. If you, he was the guy from Everglades Area Tours. He's starting to do some live videos too. So hopefully you guys follow him. Amazing place down there. I'm still trying to get down there. I got the $10,000 maps on my wall. It's a motivator. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Naked Ocean Kayak. Thank you, Yak Attack. Still talking about the Trident Fishing Tour. The Trident 11. Really happy about that. Oh, and everybody always says, "Oh, you got so much stuff on your boat," but it's really not. You know, it's just my crate that makes it look like I got a lot of shit packed up on there. But it's, you know, it's hollow underneath it. There's nothing underneath, just the crate's up. Oh, saw some guys, the mathematic guys on the river the other day. Five. Look at Tony Don McCumber. So I was at Mac River guys on the other day. That was cool too. Yeah, as you come by, is that kayak Kevin? Yeah. All right, guys. I'm gonna get on the water. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Of course, I'll try to do these more often. I was just so tired yesterday. I couldn't get the motivation because I was that drive was something else. It's a thrilling drive. If you guys have never done those mountain drives here in Virginia, look at that route I did. Take that route. It's fucking amazing. It was, you know, thrilling. I hated doing it in my truck, but if you have a cool car and you like to drive, do that shit. It's just badass. All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Trident Fishing Tour Virginia section. I'll talk to you guys a little later.